Good morning, and thanks for these few moments to report very positively on a successful opening term or opening fall of our godly play sessions over in the lower level of the hall. I'm happy to report that since the introduction of our godly play group in the fall last year, and we've enjoyed four sessions averaging around 20 to two dozen children each time, which is marvelous. And just in case folks still aren't quite sure what godly play is, I thought I'd describe the basic movements of godly play very briefly this morning. The key thing overall, and that's been really rich for me in the unfolding of godly play, is that it's really important that we're remembering that godly play is about faith formation over and above faith information. And really, it's been lovely to see the children involved really developing in their life of faith and their language around faith, and it's a great consolation. There are four main movements to a typical godly play session. The first is an opening, a gathering, and a getting ready and preparing a space. It's very important in godly play, the nature and the tone of the space. And so the greeting of each child individually as they arrive and the welcoming of them to the circle in the space is the key first piece. The second piece is hearing and responding to the Word of God. There are four main genres of story that godly play involves. The first is sacred story, and many of those are from the Old Testament tradition and the Hebrew Scriptures. The second major genre is parables. The third main genre is liturgical action stories. And the fourth genre, which is pointed to and which really weaves in and out of all the others, is the genre of silence. Silence is a key element in the godly play word aspect. So hearing and responding to the Word of God is the second movement, and that involves a story each time, and then the opportunity for the children who are present to engage their imagination in wondering about those stories. And that's an essential element in godly play, is the I wonder segment in response to the stories. And following that, children are invited to work with a story, with their hands in the sand, playing with nice wooden materials, reading, creating painting, simple crafts. There's an opportunity for that sort of work. The third main movement or piece is sharing the feast. And there is a symbolic snack at that stage in the godly play session, in which a very simple snack is distributed among the children in the circle, and then once the blessing is said over the snack, everybody partakes in it. And finally, the blessing and dismissal, in which the children are dismissed after they're blessed one at a time again, individually. So you might have picked up in hearing very briefly about these four movements that there really is a liturgical character to godly play. And so what we're doing with the children in these sessions is really helping them become comfortable with the language of liturgy. And it's marvelous to see how fully they sink their teeth into that cycle of movements. I do want to say a very big thank you to many of you who have already contributed to helping us begin to start to develop our collection of materials for godly play. And there are some celebrities in attendance this morning. Sarah Petit helped to paint the series of faces of Christ that we used at the Good Friday celebration, for those of you who were able to be here, and a marvelous series of paintings of Christ. Jim Waugh has built us a lovely shelving unit that is the centerpiece of our focal space in the Godly Play Room, and I'd invite you to come to the Godly Play Room and have a look at some of those materials. Brad McKnight has prepared another lovely bit of woodwork for us. Sandra Palmer has woven us a gorgeous bag that holds our desert sand, and others who I'm forgetting. I hope I'm not forgetting too many, but I would ask if you have any inclination and are creative or artistic, crafty in any way, and feel like you'd like to be a part of helping us build our godly play materials, please see me, and I'm sure we have a number of opportunities for that. Very concretely and specifically, if you happen to have a 10 to 12 foot diameter circular rug, we would love to build our story circle and have our circle be sitting on a nice rug or carpet instead of foam mats, which is what we're using right now. So that's a very specific ask. But again, thank you. It's been a marvelous start to our godly play tradition. I think we've built a nice one so far, and it's been a real source of energy for me in terms of our faith formation life at the cathedral. Thank you.